WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Your daily dose of resilience and discipline, brought to you by yours truly, Brandon Cole. Ever feel like you're navigating this crazy world alone? Like you're shouldering all the weight on your own shoulders? Trust me, I get. Life can be a roller coaster, throwing curveballs left and right. But here is the thing, we don't have to face those challenges solo. We are social creatures hardwired for connection. And that's exactly what today's episode is all about. Building a supportive network of friends and family that acts as your rock in the storm. We're talking about the power of genuine relationships, those people who celebrate your wins, offer a shoulder to cry on during tough times, and genuinely want the best for you. Why is this so crucial? Because a strong support system isn't just about feeling good, it's scientifically proven to boost our well-being, resilience, and even longevity. Think of it like this. Your friends and family are your personal cheerleaders, your sounding boards, and sometimes even your therapist, though I highly recommend seeing the real deal if you need professional help. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate those powerful connections. First off, be a good friend yourself. You know that saying, what goes around comes around. It rings true here. Show up for your loved ones, listen without judgment, offer a helping hand when they need it, and celebrate their successes like they're your own. Remember, relationships are two-way streets. Next, be intentional about nurturing your connections. Life gets busy, I know. But make time for the people who matter most. Schedule regular catch-ups, phone calls, or even virtual hangouts. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, a simple text saying thinking of you can go a long way. Thirdly, don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with those you trust creates deeper bonds. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let people in, and when you do, you open the door to genuine connection. Fourth, be selective about who you surround yourself with. This doesn't mean cutting off everyone who isn't perfect, we all have flaws. But pay attention to how certain people make you feel. Do they lift you up or bring you down? Surround yourself with those who inspire, support, and encourage your growth. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. We're all human, and we all stumble sometimes. Lean on your support system during tough times. They're there for you because they care, so don't hesitate to reach out. You know that feeling when you've had a rough day and just want to vent to someone who gets it. Or maybe you're facing a big decision and need some advice from people who know you well. That's the magic of a strong support network. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're launching a new business. It's exciting, but also nerve-wracking. You pour your heart and soul into it, but there are doubts creeping in. Who do you turn to? Your friends or family who believe in you, even when you're doubting yourself. They offer encouragement, celebrate your milestones, and help you navigate the challenges. Think about those times when you faced a setback, a failed exam, a lost job, or relationship ending. Who were the first people you reached out to? Your support system. They were there with a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and words of comfort and hope. So, let's recap. Cultivating strong relationships is essential for our well-being and resilience. Be a good friend, nurture your connections, be vulnerable, surround yourself with positive people, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review on whichever platform you're listening on, and let me know your biggest takeaways in the comments. And remember, you are not alone in this journey. Until next time, keep striving for the stoic state of mind, one connection at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.